Look, a massive thank you to NordVPN for sponsoring today's episode of the TNC podcast. We are all busy people nowadays. We work from here, there, and everywhere. I work in cafes, on trains, abroad. I need my internet connection to be secure and safe. I've used NordVPN for the last couple of years, and it is an absolute must for me. A VPN is a virtual private network. It means that when you're browsing, you have your own network. It is safe and it is secure. As well as that, I'm going on holiday next month. I'm off to France, but I need to stay up to date with the football, the golf. I want to see all the sport. I want to see the highlights. It gets incredibly difficult when you're abroad, as you well know, to see the sport that you wish without being restricted by silly little licenses. Well, that changes. You can set up your server for the UK. It means that you can watch whatever you like. And if you're in this country and you're wanting to watch something from, I don't know, America and you can't, well, switch the other way. NordVPN is absolutely great for that. They are offering you 4 months for free plus a bonus gift when you sign up using our link. That's NordVPN.com/TalkNorwichCity. The best thing is, if you get it and you don't like it, there is a 30-day money-back guarantee. You get your money back, no questions asked. It's an absolute no-brainer. NordVPN, thank you very much. Hello and a warm welcome to the TNC podcast. Yes, the TNC podcast. You haven't tuned in to QVC. It's Jack Reeve. It's Chris Reeve. We're back after a big win.
Hello.
You okay?
I'm so good.
Yeah? Even after the midweek disappointment?
I'm over it.
Oh.
As simple as that.
You're a new man.
I know. I'm over it because of how much of a romping we gave Rotherham.
I'm looking forward to speaking about it. Look, we said on last week's podcast, join us again next Monday for when Norwich City are in the top six. And that happened. Look, we always tell the truth here on TNC.
Cannot wait to talk about it. We've got so much to get through, Jack.
But God, we must start. So many goals.
But we must start with a couple of plugs. You know us.
That's what we do.
First of all, to Hill Coaching Company.
And people know about Hill Coaching Company.
Yes.
Because, well, I'm living in their merch at the moment.
Well, there we go.
These hoodies are so comfy.
Yeah.
I don't actually think they're on general sale, though, are they?
No, but we do need to big up Martin Greenland of Logo Wear Limited in Helsden. So if you are in the business game and you fancy some merch of your own, go and contact Logo Wear Limited in Helsden, Martin Greenland. And
I'm starting to think, my neighbours, they're probably thinking, oh, he's changed jobs. He's now working for Hill Coaching Company. That's all they see me in.
No, seriously, if you are in the business game, if you care about professional development, personal development, go and check out hillcoachingcompany.co.uk. Go check out his Insight package as well, which is a complete game changer. And also, Jack.
Yeah, well, a couple of new sponsors. And I'm really excited about these two because we've both used their services.
Yes.
Azoth Solutions. You talk me through Azoth. They're on board. You might have seen their logos at the start and the end. They're on the banners. We'll be talking about them loads over the next sort of year or so.
Azoth are the modern day digital accountants. They are the blockbuster Hollywood of accountants. Game changers.
Mm.
The conversations they
Big
were
Norwich
having.
Fans.
Yeah, huge Norwich fans. The conversations they've had with me about my business and personal finance.
Yeah.
I'm considering taking over Norwich City Football Club next year.
Really?
I might put in a cheeky bid. No, all joking apart, go check out Azoth. And also,
yeah, Pez Renewables. They are, well, they've got, they're multi-talented. I've used them loads for all of my electrical work at my house, but they're in the game of renewables now. If you want solar panels, right? If you want solar panels, Chris.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just laughing because what have we not promoted on this podcast?
You can get your whole house done.
I love Can't it. You? There's nothing's off limits on TNC. Or should I say QVC?
Well, incredibly, we have turned down people in the past.
We have. We actually have, haven't we?
We've genuinely used
every one of our sponsors. That is important to say. But it's just, it makes me laugh how we're now talking about renewables.
So,
but anyway,
in all seriousness,
yes,
if you do want some solar panels, give us a ring. We'll sort you out.
There you go.
At Norwich, where do we start?
Do you know what, Jack? I was half tempted to get my fucking deck chair out on Saturday. Rotherham. Oh my! Look, and I've seen a few people, you know, say, oh, you know, be humble, be humble. There's not. I can't be humble at that. They were horrific. Norwich were excellent. We blew them away. But the Rotherham. Honestly, can you remember? Has there been a team that's come to Carrow Road that has been that bad?
And in a championship game. Well, I was thinking this season,
Bristol Rovers were a lot better than Rotherham, and they're in the league below.
Yeah.
There's two that maybe come to mind in my kind of recent memory. Scunthorpe in 2010-11.
Yes. Holty Hattie.
And a Jackson hat-trick. 6-0. They were awful, and they're now in, I don't know, Conference League or something.
Probably.
Rotherham, I think, the following. And Reading, when Alan Irvine was our manager, I think.
What a boy. Six and a half time. Nelson Oliveira. Those days.
That's it. I remember that game. Everyone going down to the bar at half time and going, I can't get 12-0 on. Bet365 aren't offering it. And that was 7-1.
And I remember that day. It was gloriously sunny that day as well.
I've got a friend who's a Reading fan who always harps back to that.
Yeah.
And says it wasn't that bad because they drew the second half.
What? Oh, that just, do you know what that sums up Reading fans? Anyway,
I think Rotherham are the worst team in a championship fixture to ever come to Carrow Road.
Wow.
I thought they were utterly horrific.
And I do need to single out that lad up top. What an absolute donkey he was. So bad. So bad. He was so bad.
I think, look, when I got home on Saturday evening, I was like, right, I'm going to do my video now. I sat there at my desk, just staring at the wall for about 5 minutes, going, I don't know how to die. I don't know how to do this. No, because it would be this. I probably don't really do match reviews when we've just beaten King's Lynn, right? Because it's like
the King's Lynn.
It's a training.
Yeah,
it's a training session.
Yeah, but it felt like a training session Saturday. We played, were that good.
We played Cardiff, didn't we, a few weeks ago?
Yes.
Who had a good result, I think, at the weekend?
Did they?
Yeah.
Who did they play?
Well, I saw that.
Who did they play? Was it at home or away?
No, it was Cardiff at home.
Cardiff at home.
Yeah, they were against a team who I think had already been promoted in sort of January time.
Oh yes,
yeah.
2-1, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
couple of late goals.
Yeah, a couple of late goals.
I don't know who it was against, but anyway, sorry. Yes. Continue.
We played Cardiff, and I thought, God, these are awful. But at least when Cardiff had the ball,
yes.
They kind of offered something.
Yeah.
You were like, we need to at least look like we're playing.
Yeah, you need to stay alert.
We need to stay alert. Rotherham.
I mean, honestly, Angus Gunn could have been subbed off. The pointless having anyone in goal.
Mm.
We honestly didn't need Angus Gunn in goal on Saturday.
But
away from. By the way,
they haven't won away all season.
Read the results out. Go on, get the results up.
You know what? The sort of 47 Rotherham fans that came down. I was looking at them, going, I'm not going to give you abuse.
Yeah,
I genuinely feel sorry.
I was concerned.
That's about 5 hours down. I was, from Rotherham.
And do you know what? They did look really sad, didn't they?
Miserable.
Apart from there was like five of them, top left, that were dancing every time we scored, which was brilliant. And so, yeah, as you read out,
right,
as you read out Rotherham's
results, we will get
onto
Norwich shortly.
I do need to say as well, the hashtag of this podcast, okay, to prove that you've tuned in to this TNC podcast, get it on X, get it on Instagram. We want to see hashtag romping Rotherham. That's what I want to see. Hashtag romping Rotherham.
Chris, can you remember 2023?
What?
Can you remember, like, it was a long while ago.
Yeah, right.
Well, we need to go back into 2023.
Right, go on.
I'm going to start.
What are you doing, please?
Rotherham's last win.
Oh, you're reading it wrong.
Rotherham's last win was Boxing Day, 2023.
Right. Okay.
They beat Middlesbrough 1-0, who we've just lost it.
Which we need to
Since
think
then, 1-1 draw, 2-2 draw, 1-0 defeat, 1-0 defeat, 1-1 draw, 2-0 defeat, 3-0 defeat, 2-1 defeat, 1-0 defeat, 4-3 defeat, 2-1 defeat, 1-0 defeat, and then in the last week, 5-0 defeat, 5-0 defeat. 10-0 they've lost this week.
Yeah, I mean, you're just not.
We have.
I mean, fair play to those away fans.
Norwich have conceded a lot of goals this season.
And by the way, it's worth highlighting, just for a bit of perspective, and I did put this out on the old social on Saturday, we lost to these.
Yeah.
We lost to these.
Norwich have conceded a lot of goals this season. Rotherham have conceded 23 more than us. They have won 3 games this season. One of them was against us. They are 19 points adrift.
I honestly... Right, this is my last thing before I try to move on from romping Rotherham. I genuinely, hand on heart, honestly, Cringleford Vets could have beaten that Rotherham side on Saturday.
I think they would have given them a game.
No, they would have beaten them.
Do you think?
Hucks on the wing. Mate, it's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
Anyway, let's move genuinely on. Genuinely well done to the Rotherham fans that came down, because they would have come down knowing they had no chance.
And also, get help. No, really, get help.
Genuinely really dark times for Rotherham. But Norwich still had to beat them.
Yes.
And they did.
Yes. And do you know what? So important, Jack, because before we talk about that game, we actually probably have to go back one, unfortunately, to that Middlesbrough loss. And it was important that we smashed Rotherham to bounce back from that really disappointing defeat. I know we spoke about this at length on the TNC Watch Along, another miserable
TNC Watch Along. I was really down about it.
For me, it was the red card. But it was red redemption for Borja Sainz, wasn't it? Because, of course, a bloody outrageously good goal, which we need to speak about in a minute. But that red card, it was an absolute joke. It was one of the worst, if not the worst, red card decisions I've ever seen go against Norwich. And I do wholeheartedly mean that. It was so, so bad. And actually, Borja is a better man than me. I tell you what, he's more of a man than me. Because if I'm Borja Sainz, I'm scoring against Rotherham, right? I'm doing the Housen. I'm holding my leg and I'm like going, and I'm doing it. And I'm making a point of it. Yeah. So fair play to Borja for not doing that.
I actually thought fair play on Wednesday to Borja, because he didn't really kick up much of a fuss. He was just like, down the tunnel, he was like, well, bring on Rotherham.
He must have just known that it's going to get rescinded, because it was an absolute joke, wasn't
it? I must say, I know you were like, it's going to get rescinded, it's going to get rescinded, but you chat a lot of nonsense all the while, so it was kind of like, I am surprised that the FA didn't stick up for their man, because they usually do.
Honestly, seriously.
How many times have you said honestly?
No, but Jack, come on. You can't. This is why I was so incensed by it. I couldn't believe people were saying, oh, that won't get rescinded. Or, oh, it was Sainz's fault that we lost against Middlesbrough. It's not Sainz's fault. It's bloody Madley. What a horrific decision that was. And I was really sad, actually. I did need to make a point of this. I'm sorry to be so divisive. I was sad to see Norwich fans turn on our second most talented player.
Yeah, but I think because
of over a pathetic decision that wasn't his fault.
Let's just calm down a little bit. Red button, there's no replays. So you'd have just seen, oh, he's been sent off again.
You watch it on social media afterwards, come on.
Yeah, but not everyone's got social media.
Oh, come on, Jack.
Or if they're listening to it on the wireless.
Anyway, he made up for it.
I think most people, after seeing the replay, have gone, yeah, it wasn't Sainz's fault.
What I should say...
But I was genuinely really gutted Wednesday night because...
Yeah, me too.
We were the better team. We were bossing in terms of when we had 11 men on the
up until
the half an hour mark. We were the better team. We were going to go on and win the game
comfortably,
and it would have been a good away win,
brilliant away win.
And instead, we've lost another away game. Yeah. And there should be more of a gap between us and Hull. I really desperately hope we don't come back at the end of the season. And I know it's probably QPR away and Blackburn away and Rotherham away, etc., that have cost us.
Yes.
But it is those types of games where you go, oh, that is a bitterly horrible bit of luck.
It hurts more when you're in this ascendancy patch, right? Yeah. Because we, you know, that October, November horror show that we had to go through, that was so bad. But actually, look, fair play to the lads. They've bounced back against Rotherham, and that's the most important thing. And all the goal scorers, they began with S.
Yeah, and the goal scorer for the women's side on Sunday was Smith.
Well done. So there we go.
All S's. And I think now Ben Napper is sorted. Because all he has to do is recruit. He can only recruit players with surname S.
Yeah, there you go, Ben. Bit of a tip from
Angus
TNC.
Angus Gunn, see ya. Jack will keep Stacey. Gibson, gone.
Oh, by the way, I know we need to do this in order.
Jack, a bit excited.
Jack Stacey.
He's good, isn't he?
Oh, God, he was good against Rotherham. Up and down the line yet again. Fit as a fiddle.
He's
unbelievable.
Very fit,
so good. He was so, so good. So big up Jack Stacey. Should we do this in order? Go on.
Sarah. Scores a lot of headers, Sarah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I must admit, the defending for that Sarah header was...
There's no defenders near it.
Yeah, it was a nonsense. But yeah, good from Sarah.
You know what? I'm glad we got the relatively early goal.
Yes.
We would have beaten them anyway.
Yes.
But...
You were a bit twitchy, weren't
Actually,
you?
Actually, it didn't matter when we scored the first goal.
But what we should do is make a real point of the next goal scorer.
Another header.
Yeah.
From 4'7", Jakob Sorensen.
From Jakob Sorensen, Lungi.
He was good at the weekend.
Yeah, mate,
I mean,
brilliant.
Granted, he was defending against Tom Eaves, and I could have probably kept the clean sheet.
He was brilliant.
He was good.
Yeah, can't take that away from him, won't take away from him. Brilliant. I actually think, Jack, there is maybe an element of, you know, obviously Lungi is within this group of players, the six Norwich players that are out of contract in the summer.
Yes.
He's one of them. I wonder whether perhaps levels have gone up even more because of the fact that, you know, he's making a point to Ben Napper and say, look, you want me for next season, sunshine. It was brilliant. Fair play to Lungi. And he's always been this sort of versatile or...
utility player.
Yeah. What's a... I'm trying to think of a building analogy here. What is it that you sort of fill holes in with?
Filler.
Filler, yeah. He is the Norwich City filler, isn't he? Whenever we've got a hole to fill, whenever we've got an injured player, whack out Lungi and he does a job. And fair play to him because he deserved that moment.
Needed in any toolbox.
Everyone needs a Lungi in their toolbox.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Fair play. I thought that the nice thing with Lungi is because Rotherham offered nothing going forwards, it meant that we could have a proper ball player in defence. And when our defensive line had possession, you were confident that they'd pick a pass going forwards. Yeah. And there were a couple I've seen back on the highlights, like a couple of beautiful passes from Sorensen that you probably wouldn't get from a Hanley.
Yes.
So fair play to Wagner for picking him. And it means that Hanley's rested after he picked up a little knock.
Perfect. Sargent scores, standard, water's wet.
Good to see Sargent score.
Water's wet.
I think there was a little bit of frustration from Sargent, but in terms of it with himself.
Right. Okay.
Did you see the celebration? He did. I love it when
score and smash the ball
kick
home.
It again.
Yeah.
It was a good finish. I tell you what, though, the ball from Stacey. It's a delicious ball.
Sensual.
And the little bit of play from Sorensen before to get it
out. That little dink over the top was brilliant, wasn't it?
Sargent. It's a good finish actually, across the body, left foot. Past the keeper.
Good. Yet again, answer to his goal tally.
And then we missed a goal. We've missed a goal.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
Did Borja's banger come before Sargent's slip through? Are we calling it a Sargent's slip?
Yes. Science's... What are we calling it?
Borja's banger.
Borja's banger, sorry. Yes, that's
it. I mean, it was beautiful.
Was it goal of a game?
Well, hang on. Before we go there, sunshine. Borja's banger. The way that he just... First of all, for me, it's before he starts that run.
Yeah.
The way he brings the ball down. I've always said this about signs. Like Emi Buendia, the ball sticks to his feet.
Mm.
Brings the ball down beautifully. And outside of I think it was the outside of the boot, sort of control at one point to bring it down further. And he just... how many goals have we seen from Borja this season? It's carbon copy, isn't it? If you let Borja, you know, take you on that inside and whip one... Au revoir.
He is an incredibly talented player. There's not many, I think, in the Championship. He's got such a good ability of just keeping hold of the ball.
Yeah.
And Buendia had it, and it's that kind of low centre of gravity.
Yes.
Look, Buendia was a slightly different player. There's similarities. Buendia was kind of, you know, had Pookie, so the way that they operated was different.
But Science has got Sargent.
Yeah, I know, but I think you didn't often see Buendia take on those long kind of range shots.
Yeah.
Science can really deliver.
Yeah.
He's incredibly, incredibly exciting.
As I've said from the off, and I'll continue to say, Borja Sainz is the second coming of Emi Buendia. Get on that boat, I tell you, boys, because he is a beautiful player.
Yeah,
he is the type of player that makes you renew your season ticket. He gets the crowd up off their feet, and actually... You know, yes, there's a fiery side to him.
I don't mind that.
Yes, there's a spicy side. Well, I don't mind it. I fucking love it. I want my team to have a bit of passion in them. That's what you want. You don't want a bunch of wet lettuces, do you? You want a player. They're not going to take any shit. Yeah? You tackle me, I'm going to nibble at your heel. Good. Big up Borja. Brilliant.
It was a beautiful goal. It was a great goal.
And anyway, so then, of course, there's... The Sarah goal.
Well, it's 4-0 at half time.
Yeah.
You put a bet on.
I did.
9-0.
Yeah. But the game completely slowed down when I think it was Kenny and Sargent.
Well, we could just play the kids at that point, couldn't we? So that was good and actually clever from David Wagner.
Agreed.
Half time, 4-0. Me and my good friend Harry, we always have a pint at half time. Opted for a couple of Estrellas. Sadly, still no Lakens. We'll sort that out. And we always say we have about a quarter of our pint left.
Yep.
And we go, we're going to wait and we're going to watch the first 5 minutes of the second half on the screen.
I find that so weird, by the way.
Yeah, no, but it's good. We're doing it for the greater good. Because we always score.
Is it superstition?
And if we go back out, we don't score. So we stay down for the greater good.
Okay, right.
Sargent has a shot one-on-one.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, deep. For once, decent save from the keeper.
Yeah.
Parried it out safely. No. There's no safety when you've got Gabriel Sarr about. He has thwonked it into the back of there. It is a stunning strike. It is a stunning strike. The technique, if I'm hitting that, I'm either missing it, pulling a hamstring, or firing it into bloody Morrison's.
It genuinely aroused me. Honestly, yeah. It's been a long time since I've been that aroused by a goal.
Mine was about 13 minutes before that.
Oh my God, though, Jack. My word.
It is properly top bins.
I mean, and he's just hit it so true.
Mm.
And the way that the flight of the ball, the postage stamp finish, honestly, Gabriel Sarr, unbelievable.
It was a beauty. For me, the goal of the game.
Well, I'm going to put it out there.
Because the technique of striking that, I think, is tougher than science.
Okay. So let's put this out there for the Norwich City fans.
I mean, this is a great problem to have, isn't
it?
What was the better goal with our 5-0 win?
Yeah. I mean, Borja must be almost annoyed.
I think Hill Coaching would call this a high-class problem? Something like that?
I don't know, but I like that.
I reckon he would.
Right, so anyway, what I'm asking Norwich fans is, which was your favourite goal?
Okay.
The Borja banger or the Sarr screamer? Sarr screamer?
For me, yeah. Just the technique on it.
I'll tell you who I'm voting for. Gabriel Sarr, number 17.
Is that always Sarr in your pocket?
Yes, we've ever seen Sarr. Are we signing from Brazil?
Where'd you get this from?
Do you know what? I'm going to be bringing this to Wembley with me.
Just get it.
Oh yeah, sorry.
From your mic. Oh, you've lost your bobble.
Oh, have I? Sorry, sort me out.
Let me put your mic. I'm going
to. I might be bringing this Brazil flag to Wembley. I tell you. Could you imagine a Sarr goal at Wembley? Could you imagine?
Do you think we're going there now?
It was
a stunning strike.
We need to be careful. We do need to be speaking about Stoke before
no,
we
no,
get
we'll
on
get
to
that in a bit.
Before we go on to Wembley. Yes, go on.
It was a stunning goal, and then it meant that we could rest players that maybe had a Kenny McLean's obviously on 9 bookings, so
yes,
he's close to a suspension.
Yeah.
Comes the future of Norwich City.
Go on.
Ken Abou.
Yeah, big up Kenny.
Big Ken.
Yeah, big Ken.
He looks excited.
Ken Abou, yeah,
see
mate.
See that little smile of his when he was coming on?
Mate, so good.
That's what every boy dreams of, isn't it?
Look, Ken's worked hard.
Yeah.
And I'm buzzing. I was buzzing that he made his debut. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him hopefully get more minutes between now and the end of the season.
Yeah.
And why not? And obviously, once we're comfortably in the playoffs, then, yeah, why not?
I think it was nice for Ken because he comes on, the pressure's off. Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
You know, if he makes a mistake that he didn't, it's fine. Yeah. Like, it's all good.
Have a little runabout.
We also had Finlay Welsh on the bench as well.
Yes.
So hopefully he'll get some minutes coming in.
Yes.
Liam Gibbs came on. It was the perfect game for Norwich City.
Comfortable, easy, job done.
Should we get on some Twitter questions?
Let's do it.
Always a pleasure to hear from you all on Twitter. I shall start with Finlay, who says, fact.
Do we
ask for facts?
No, we don't, but I like
Finley's it. He's got a fact, and this is a fact. 14 goals have been scored at Carrow Road since the return of Samba. I think it's motivated Sarr.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah, no, I agree with that. That's a very good shout, the return of Samba. And by the way, Jack, right, just out of balance, because it's important to do so, we have to give a tremendous amount of credit to David Wagner for the home form. NCFC Numbers posted this on X. Over the weekend now. This is the best run of home form in 14 years.
Wow.
12 games unbeaten at Carrow Road for only the third time since 1994.
Wow.
Okay, one more for you. 6 home league wins in a row for Norwich City. The first time they've achieved that at championship level for 18 years. So look,
bloody hell.
We've criticised David Wagner this season, rightly so in my opinion, but we have to praise him and the coaching staff too, because the home form has been absolutely outstanding.
Well, the home form's keeping us
outstanding,
in the run, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. Important to say that.
In terms of away form, that has been the issue this season, and we'll get a comment in from Will.
Okay.
He says, statement, I disagree with Jack that Stoke away is the banana skin.
Ooh.
I think it's Sheffield Wednesday. They've been on a great run of form, been below Rotherham for much of the season, and now they're 19 points clear of them. They're playing well at Hillsborough with their fans starting to believe. Is this the winnable game that we need to worry about? Well, every game from now until the end of the season.
I think you need to worry about every game now. And that was the disappointing thing about that Middlesbrough win, because you could almost buy yourself a fuck-up. Now, there isn't any room. You know, you have to be relentless. You have to take your opportunities. We need heroic defending. You know, Hull have signed some really talented players, right? West Brom, they're a well-oiled machine, you know, whether you think they're average or not. I thought they were average against us. They are better than most Championship teams, and they've bought themselves a buffer. They've done what we should have done. Yeah. So it's going to be a tough ask.
And look, with Sheffield Wednesday, with Stoke, they're fighting for their lives.
This is
they're
it. Because I originally looked at those.
That was the joy of Middlesbrough. They've got nothing to play for. They're not going down. They're not going up.
And
you have to beat those types of teams.
I'm worried about Stoke. I really am. I have to admit, Jack, I am concerned about, because of our away form and because of the way that old Johnny Walters has got themselves in at Stoke City now. Yeah. He's got the fans back on board. There's a bit of fight and belief about them. They've just gone and won away.
The fact that John Walters is managing Stoke and Tom Cleverley...
Well, he's not managing. He's the sporting director. But I get your point. Basically managing.
And then Tom Cleverley is managing Watford.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird thing. But anyway, no, I'm concerned about Stoke. We need to be very careful in that game.
It's weird though, isn't it? Because if Stoke were rocking up to Carrow Road next week, we'd go, poof, how many?
Yeah,
cricket
school. Oh, without a doubt.
It's weird.
But away, but that's our away form. Let's move on. Rob's classic football shirt says, "Chris, was that one of the easiest Nando's Angus has ever earned?" Another clean sheet. Nando's for Angus.
I think you can take it for a tap water after that.
Well, he honestly, Jack and I were talking off camera before we started. So Rotherham did not have a shot on target.
No.
Fact. And all I can remember was a cross that Angus collected.
Yeah.
I can't remember a single.
No,
I genuinely can't remember anything. So there you go. But maybe that's just me. Well, this from Reggie, actually.
I think Reggie.
Yeah, here we go. Norfolk man lost in Brisbane. So this is all the way from Australia. Big up, Reggie. Canaries down under. Idea. Wow.
Idea.
How can we do a collab with NCFC Marketing to design next year's player calendar? TNC poll for players.
Well, I think we leave them as it is.
Well, look at the moment.
It's working well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this month's players is working really well, as you can see. Real top player. And that's really rubbed off on the playing squad, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think leave them as it is. Put them as well, Boheta.
There we go. What about this from Twitchy Terry? He says, statement, "No Oi Oi Savaloys this week, lads. Too busy booking a hotel near Wembley." We are getting into the territory now, Jack.
Yeah, Twitchy Terry probably wasn't twitchy on Saturday. The most relaxed he's been for a while.
Well, he was twitching himself into the Wembley ticket office.
Careful. Look.
let's change the vibe, shall we?
Your Brazil flag.
Run cyclic cake. says, feet on the ground, lads. We're away from home next Saturday. If Wagner doesn't fix our away form, you can keep the hats in the box.
Supporting Norwich at the moment, and there's always been a rollercoaster, but particularly at the moment. After Saturday, I'm like, well, you know, I'm joining Twitchy Terry. I'm on booking.com. I'm looking for a hotel for Wembley.
Yes.
And then Stoke, you know, I'm not looking at hotels
for
Wembley.
I am concerned about Stoke. But you know what? I actually kind of quite like the way we're setting the scene here. Going into Stoke.
Right.
I kind of like the fact that Norwich fans are thinking, away from home, it's not going to be good news, is it? Kind of quite like that, because it's going to get us going even more when we nick a dirty 1-0 win.
Can you remember, we went to Stoke in the...
No.
We didn't go, but Norwich went. 2018-2019.
Yeah.
It was between sort of... I think there must have been about 5 games left. I think my memory's probably faulty.
Yes.
We went to Stoke. I think they were going quite well. We needed to win.
Yes.
We drew 2-2, I think. I think they scored late. And we were like, oh, we've blown our chances of promotion, blah, blah. And then Leeds got beat that evening.
I remember that. Yeah, I do remember that.
I can't remember who by. I think this could be similar this weekend.
Hello.
We draw to Stoke and we go, oh, we've blown it. Right. We'll lose.
Oh, interesting. What about this from Will? Question. Were we more of a one-man team with Buendia or Sargent? Now, look, if you look at the stats, then you can give a definitive facts, don't care about feelings answer to this, Will. I think we have got a very similar problem, where actually, of course, the stats without Buendia, when he played for Norwich City, were awful. Mm. We just couldn't buy a win without him. And I think it's probably the same for Sargent. Mm. It can't be too far off, Will. I don't know the actual stat, but yeah, I think it's a very good point to raise that.
Yeah, I think all teams will have that one player where if you, without them. Look, we saw it. We literally saw it on Saturday.
Yeah.
When Sargent went off, we looked so much... We just looked so much more blunted.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Bridget.
Oh, the Bridget.
The Bridget.
She's back. What's she saying?
Statement.
Statement. Good, I love a statement.
We really could.
Come on!
We couldn't, could we? We really could. With...
Let me give you another one.
4 exclamation marks.
Tyler Kirk, statement. Signs is the new Buendia. We've spoken about it already. I think that is... very coming true.
Jake says, when are the hats coming out?
We've said the hats come out if we continue this run of form mm-hmm. and we beat you know who.
Okay, that's coming up, by the way.
It's
coming up, by the way.
If we win against Stoke, we win against Plymouth, and we win against you know who, the hats are on.
Okay.
The hats are on.
Okay.
On. Like, not coming off.
Right.
Like, I will be wearing it. To Cow Road on.
Wow.
Yeah.
We've got one here.
Go on.
Statement from Jack.
Yeah.
What's his statement?
Jack who?
Jack what?
Who?
Jack London.
Right, okay. Jack who? London?
I think so. But his username is Lack Jundon.
Right.
So I'm assuming it's Jack London.
Could you imagine your like second name in London?
My friends sometimes call me Rack Jeeve.
I start calling you that now, Rack.
Wagner's wheels are well and truly welded back on the wagon, and he's wheeling us to Wembley Way to wave his wondrous whopping wand to wallop the Wallies down the road. Up a nudge.
Oh, that is, do you know what? That statement of the podcast, that's absolutely superb.
Do you want me to read it again?
Yeah, go on. Give me one more.
Wagner's wheels are well and truly welded back on the wagon, and he's wheeling us to Wembley Way to wave his wondrous whopping wand to wallop the Wallies down the road. Up a nudge.
Come on! Oh, God, that gets me going. Look, there's so many. I mean, where do we begin?
There was a good one.
What about Jay? He says Lungi needs to keep his place in the team after today, regardless of whether Hanley is fit or not. Look, it's an interesting debate. You know, can you drop Lungi now when he played that well? Or do you say it was Rotherham?
I think there is a bit of that. I think there are games suited to Sorensen. Would I play him against Stoke away?
No.
I don't think I would.
Okay.
I don't think I would. I think we do have...
You need a big physical player.
I'm calling it a good
player.
Problem.
Okay, yeah, go on.
In terms of the centre-back pairing.
Yes.
I still don't think we know the pairing.
Yes.
And that is an issue because in all good promotion campaigns, you've got your two that you're confident on and they play. And I think it's such an important area of the pitch where those two need to be well-oiled. And I think in Wagner's mind, it is Hanley and Gibson. I think that's the pairing he wants to play. But obviously, you know, there's been injury issues. I think come Stoke, it will be Hanley and Gibson.
We shall see. What about this from Jack Callow? Let's go to the bio here. It simply says, NCFC home and away.
Nice.
What a boy.
Nice.
Profile picture is him holding up Captain Canary scarf. Love that. Anyway, Jack says, statement, and I think I might be agreeing with this.
Ooh.
Jack Stacey is the most underrated Norwich player. Consistently good every week. It's hard to argue with that.
Underrated. I think people rate him.
Just quietly gets on with his business.
Yeah, I think he is.
Has he had a less than 7 out of 10 performance this season?
I think there's been a few games where he's maybe been caught out defensively a couple of times. But that will happen when you're as attacking as him. I think he's mightily impressive. And the great thing with Stace as well is he gets in good attacking positions and then he finds a pass.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to get in those positions.
Yes.
Players do it all the while.
Yes.
So go to that next level, let's find a cross, let's get an assist.
No,
get it
I agree
a couple
with that.
Of times.
No, I do agree with that. So I'm with you,
and
Jack.
And the thing I loved as well, we saw it, you know, brilliantly from our seats in the Barclay. It's 5-0, there's 87 minutes on the clock. He delivers a cross, and I think someone, or it gets blocked, or someone gets on the end of it, it doesn't end up in a goal. He's fuming.
Yeah.
He wants a sixth.
So he should be.
He wants a seventh.
So
he
should be.
That's the kind of player I want in the dressing room.
Well, this is a conundrum.
Oh, conundrum.
I mean, I've just called it a conundrum.
Yeah, but I like a conundrum.
This is a canary conundrum here, right? So we've got a question from Rankin-esque.
From who?
Ex-Pat Basel. loud, very loud. So we're based in Basel. Here we go. Right. So they say, question, how do we fire up the Van Hooydonk?
Oh, good question.
Do we need to when Super Sarge is banging them in for fun, Jack?
Look, Van Hooydonk was a strange January signing. I get why we did it. We needed a striker. Huang's gone. Ida's out on loan.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely convinced with what I've seen from Van Hooydonk so far. He struggled with minutes.
Mate, I think the way he's held up the ball, couple of brilliant assists, the way he can use his body to.
Yeah.
I think you're being a little bit. I think actually also Norwich fans potentially are being a little bit hard. It's way too early. The lad's basically played 15 minutes.
Look,
for
it's going to be tough for him. Sargent is the obvious starter.
Yes.
So
do you think we'll sign him?
Well, I think
at this stage,
no.
You don't think we'll sign
him?
I don't
think we'll sign
really?
I've not seen enough to sign him.
Interesting.
I think what my question for you then, Chris, would be: it's the 80th minute against Stoke.
Yeah.
Sargent's done.
Yeah.
It's 1-1. We need a goal.
Yeah.
Got to take Sargent off.
Yeah.
Do you bring on Van Hooydonk?
Yes.
Or do you bring on Abo?
Well, I do think I would play. I would give the nod to Sydney.
Okay.
Because I think he can look. I think Ken's a great player. He will be a fantastic player. I just think with Van Hooydonk, you've got the ability to bring other players into it. Obviously, maybe Ken has got that in his locker. I just think in that type of game, you need a bigger, stronger lad that's going to hold the ball up to then play it off to an Ashley Barnes, to a potentially Sargent if he's still on, or if not. Probably Liam Gibbs.
The only thing I would say with Van Hooydonk, and this isn't really his fault, it's more a recruitment thing. I don't buy this whole, he's not ready yet, he's not fit. I'm like, well, don't sign him. If he's not fit,
I totally agree with you on that.
And that's not Sydney's fault. But look, he's obviously got something about him.
Quite like this from H. Green, 1995, who says, can we all just spare a moment for those Rotherham fans who travel to the game, please? Also, Bore her signs. He eats paella, he drinks Estrella, he hates Johnny Howson. That's what he said. Maybe we need to change the lyrics.
Has your estimation of Johnny Howson gone?
Yes, down? No, they haven't gone.
No, but gone down.
I mean, they're at ground level again.
Mm.
It's as if he's not played for us.
And then he doubled down, didn't he, in his post-match interview?
I just thought he was like this no-nonsense type midfielder. This Rolls Royce that, you know, he cares about the way that football should be played.
Yes.
And actually what he showed, it was shameful. Mm. Howson should hang his head in shame.
Mm.
He really should.
But sorry. It worked.
This Brazil flag isn't working.
Let's bring us down to earth.
Go on.
Question from Falcon17. Statement, we need to go up. Otherwise, after these home performances, we will lose one, probably two, or maybe even three, of Sargent, Sara, Rowe and Yanulis.
Right.
Well, that's worrying, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but let's not worry about that just yet.
We have to go up. Otherwise, we're losing the core of the team.
We are going to go up.
It's something we've got to think about.
An actual concern. And I don't know how Ben Napper's going to convince them today. To be honest with you.
Does he say, look, we're building something here, lads?
Well,
give us one more season.
I don't know, because without a new head coach, are they going to buy that?
We will have a new head coach.
Well, but will we?
Well, yes. Wagner won't be
hang,
here.
Hang on.
He won't
hang,
be here.
Hang on.
He won't be here.
Hold your horses. David Wagner has just produced one of the best runs at home in 14, 18, whatever it is, years.
And one of the worst away records.
Okay.
You think David Wagner will be here next season?
I don't think so, but I think there's a chance that they'll keep him because of what he's produced at home.
Well, if we're saying that the players like Wagner.
Yeah, exactly.
So if he's here, then maybe they would want to
stay. Well, I don't know. Look, do you know what? The honest answer is, I don't bloody know.
That is my big worry.
Getting rid of this Brazil.
That is my big worry. If we don't go up,
we lose all of our best players.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
That is my worry.
Let's talk about Stoke, shall we? Or do you have any more questions, statements, rants or raves?
A couple. Chris Kemp.
Hello,
question.
Chris.
Should we use the same attacking lineup for the rest of the season with Sexy Sarah playing wide right, as he offers more going forward than Big Fass, and also Kenny and Nunes have to play in central midfield? Thoughts, chaps? On the ball, City. Keep up the good work.
Yes. I agree.
Those wide areas are, well, we're light, aren't we?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Without Rowe.
Absolutely, of course we are. Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree with Chris.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we just talk about, you know, there's a lot of hype about, you know, MSN. Yeah. Messi, Suarez, Neymar.
There was hype for seven
and at
years
Norwich
ago.
Beforehand. Yeah. There was the Golden Triangle. Holti, Chrissy Martin and Wesley.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, Sunshine. Say hello to the Triple S. Sargent, Sainz and Sarah.
Yeah.
Mate, those three can cause damage.
Mm.
And not just a little bit.
Mm.
Game-changing damage to every single championship side.
Sounds like a wrestling.
Every
isn't it? Triple S.
Single championship side, if they come up against Triple S,
yeah.
They're shitting themselves. No, they are. It's a bloody joy to watch. Mm. Seriously, the Triple S is the new Norwich City Golden Triangle.
Couple more. Ashley Bootle. Ready to be excited?
By the way, can I just make...
Ash is about to excite
just
you.
Just a quick point. What a second name.
Yeah.
Brilliant second name.
Statement.
Go on.
Hull and Coventry
are
not playing next weekend. We have to beat Stoke. Oh, imagine that. That gap widens.
Turns dark.
Wide road coming through.
Yeah, look, I like where Ashley's going.
I love where Ashley's coming from.
No, but I tell you what, though. It turns the dial up.
Mm.
It adds more pressure.
Yeah, that pressure cooker. Put the slow cooker on high, baby. We're cooking.
How good's the slow cooker been away from home this season?
It's been on low.
Yeah, you've cooked a casserole.
Yeah. No, you haven't.
No one likes a casserole.
It's also
no, raw. No, no. This is the point. Yeah, you've put the casserole on, and you've not even cooked it properly.
The mother-in-law's coming over.
Oh, yeah.
And you serve her up a cold casserole. Game over. No coming back.
Yeah, you're done. You're out.
But
the door.
Then
go on.
Stoke ahead.
Yeah.
The slow cooker's on high.
No. You get rid of the slow cooker.
Oh,
you go sod slow cookers. They're dreadful. They're awful, yeah? Do you know what you do? You turn on the grill.
Right.
You turn on the grill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what you do?
No.
You buy a steak from the local butcher.
Right.
Yeah.
In the grill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And you fucking put it in there. You give it a grill and you go, here you go, mother-in-law. Have a juicy, succulent Sergeant Sign Sarah steak.
Wow.
And you go, have some of that, Stoke.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're going with that, but fine.
Sounds great.
But it sounds good.
The gap between us and
wait, on a serious note, Ashley, Hull, the pressure is on because
points
of your
on
point.
The board is better than games in hand.
Because of your point, yeah. I think Ashley's got a very good point. It's again, another, we've said it so many times, it's another opportunity to really muscle in on these playoffs.
Do you know what I love?
Go on.
People who are realistic.
Okay, go on.
And Amy says this.
Cool.
Statement.
Amy who?
Amy Baldwin.
Hello, Amy.
It wasn't the red card that cost us at Middlesbrough. It was the way that Norwich fell apart afterwards that cost us the game. How many times have we played against 10 men and never managed to capitalise? It's a great point.
And it
yet
be
when
more
we go
difficult.
Down to 10, we forget how to play football.
Yeah, Amy's bang on.
It's a great point.
And actually, it should be, it's very well known in football, right? Mm. That when you're up against 10 men, it's almost more difficult because everyone just parks the bus.
Yeah,
you go, right, we're just going to defend.
Blackburn at
good
home
luck
this season.
Good luck getting through.
Yeah.
But for some reason with us, we threw it away. Do you know what, Amy? Politely, I love your point. I just don't want to talk about it anymore. I need to get over Middlesbrough. And I think I am after that Rotherham romping. By the way, don't forget, if you've watched up until this point, we want to see on X, Twitter and Instagram, hashtag romping Rotherham.
I'm about to get you going.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Well, like seriously get me.
Yes.
Going. Okay, go on then.
This is going to get the blood pressure pumping.
Okay, go on then.
Get that grill on.
Go on then.
NCFC only. Premonition.
Premonition?
Yeah, first ever.
The first ever premonition.
Yes.
Okay, go on then.
Johnny Rose, first game back.
Oh, I already like it. Go on then.
Will be the final of the playoffs at Wembley against Ipswich. Winner in the second half, shirt off, Adebayor-esque run to the away end while Samba de Janeiro is blasting out.
Oh my God.
Imagine.
Oh, that's actually, that has aroused me just thinking
could
about it.
Could you imagine
it?
A
that's
playoff what, final at Wembley against Ipswich?
And Johnny Rowe comes on.
I would.
Off the bench. He's not quite ready.
Yeah.
But they go, Johnny.
This is your moment.
It's over to you. Could you imagine?
I don't think I could take
No, I don't either.
A playoff final.
No. I mean, Yeah, I don't want to say it because it'd be clipped up. I don't think it's going to come to that.
In a good way?
In a good way.
Wow.
Just putting it out there. Continue on.
Whew.
But yes, great premonition. Love it.
Mm.
Maybe we should have prayers. Can we have a prayer? Next week, I like premonition. I want Norwich fans to start sending us their prayers for the rest of the season. Because that is a prayer, isn't it? I would pray for Johnny Rowe to come on and score the winner in the playoff final against Ipswich. Could you imagine the scene?
There's so many more questions that you've missed.
Well, sorry, but you read them out then. Go on. What do you mean, me? It's not my responsibility. Come on!
Finley.
What's Finley saying?
What is your updated valuation of Gabriel Sarr?
Ooh.
Because we said 50 million before.
Yeah, we did. But with Norwich being the shit show that they were, after we said 50 million, I think it's probably gone down 10.
Okay.
I think it's probably gone down 10. Let's be realistic here.
Yeah.
I think we're looking at 40 million.
Mm.
And actually, again, to be realistic, I think you're probably looking at 32 to 33 rising to 40 maybe with bonuses at this stage. What's funny about that?
With bonuses.
Or add-ons, what's the word? Is that right?
Yeah, that's
right. What do you think it is, Sunshine?
I'd stay with 50.
You really think he's still going to get 50 million in the summer? Someone's going to come and slap 50 million quid on the table.
Well, if they don't, he stays.
Well, I like that.
It's as simple as that.
And by the way, it's what he's worth to Norwich. If Arsenal, and the answer to that, priceless.
If Arsenal come in and say, Mr. Napper, 40 million smackaroonies, do you want some?
And he says, do you remember the fact that I got Marquinhos off your books? Oh, no. That's 10 million quid for that alone.
Final question from Ryan. Rave, the noise in the Lion and Castle when that second Cardiff goal went in.
God.
Great moment.
Yeah, that's good. Plenty of twists and turns to come.
Imagine losing to Cardiff.
There'll be big moments.
There will be.
There'll be big moments from now to the end of the season for Norwich as well, by the way. Not just talking about you-know-who.
Monday morning, I'm always feeling calm, week ahead.
Yeah.
I'm prepared. I'm mentally in a really good place.
Right.
By the end of the podcast, I'm on edge. Mm. I'm nervy.
Mm.
Because I know there's so many twists and turns left.
There's a lot at stake. There's a lot at stake.
There's huge amounts.
Yeah.
How do you think, right, so we lost to Borough. We've beaten Rotherham.
Yeah.
If we're rating that week out of 10, we'll give it a 5.
Yes, agreed.
Maybe it's...
Because beating Rotherham is like...
Yeah,
nothing.
It's par.
Yeah.
This feels like a big week ahead. Stoke.
Yes.
Settle me down, because I'm nervous.
I can't.
You have to.
I can't.
You have to,
I can't.
Mate. I need you here.
Well, look, I am worried. Oh, I think this is a banana...
That's not what I needed.
Look, I'm sorry. I want to... Look, I can self-talk... loads and give you loads of positives.
Yeah, that's all I want.
All right, fine. Look, the positive is we've got the triple S.
Right.
Yeah. We've got Sarr, Sines and Sargent.
Yeah.
Right? And they will score goals against Stoke.
Yes.
Okay? Problem is, we've got our horrific away form to contend with.
But it has to change at some point.
No, I agree. And I think it could have and should have changed. Well, it could have and should have changed against QPR, Blackburn, Middlesbrough. But maybe this week it's gonna change.
If we do beat Stoke,
oh, it's massive. It's at
we would be 3 point. There'd be a 3 point buffer.
Oh, it's massive. It's massive because then you've got Plymouth at home, who, by the way, revenge is on the cards there. Yeah. By the way, after the embarrassment that we had at their
it does feel big this because Stoke away and then it's Plymouth at home. You'd hope we'd beat Plymouth at home,
and
then it gets tough.
Well, yeah, but and then you've got the derby.
Leicester first.
Oh, sorry. Leicester, forgive me. So, look, this is why it's so important, these next two games. Look, I've got every faith that the lads will do well. I really do.
I've got a punchy prediction.
Go on.
If we beat Stoke...
Yeah?
Top six is ours.
Really?
Yeah.
Mate, but after
that... I think it's that big.
Yeah, but after that, we've got Leicester and Scum.
Yeah, but I think... Look, Hull will drop points from now until the end. I think it's between us and Hull. I think it's a two... horse race.
Right, okay.
We're going into the final.
And how's your horse?
We're going into the final fence at Cheltenham, up the hill.
And how's your horse?
My horse has still got plenty of energy in it.
Yeah.
I'm shaking the reins. The whip's out. I'm shaking him up. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We see the Cheltenham Hill. It's bottomless ground.
Yeah.
Hull's behind us. Oh, yes. fancy Hull. Oh, look at us with all of our money.
You're riding
a
horse.
We've got heart.
Right.
We've got heart.
Okay.
Couple of whips.
Mm.
Shake of the reins. Horse's head pins back, boom, we're in. winner. See you at Wembley. Book the bus. Honestly, I'm feeling good.
Do you know what?
I'm feeling good.
I'll finish off with this. I had the lovely Max, friend of the channel, our cameraman, came up to me before the game on Saturday and said...
You saw Max?
Yeah, I did. I've got to tell you. He said, "Revo, look, I've been laughing this season because the YouTube titles are changing. Like, the contrast. Like, one week it's like, we're winning at Wembley. One week is game over." but honestly...
It's so true.
It's like... It's legitimate based upon what we're seeing.
Yeah.
It is a case of sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. Like, that isn't like, so, you know, it's not even clickbait. Like, that is the situation.
Well, imagine you had your home season ticket. Yeah. And then you don't follow Norwich. Yeah. You're an alien.
You'd be like, right? what are you worried about?
You're like, why is Brazil playing at Carrow Road? And then bloody Hemsby Hornets away. What's going on?
Don't forget, if you've watched the podcast, they listen to the podcast, jump on social media, and tag us and hashtag romping Rotherham. Okay, I want romping Rotherham to trend.
It's funny because when we film these in the morning and then they go out in the evening, yes. So I've kind of forgotten what we've said by the time it goes out.
Yeah,
and then I go on my Twitter mentions, and I'm like, oh god, has something happened?
Look, let's see how many of you watch the podcast.
Look, I'm excited, Chris. I've got my enthusiasm back.
Good, I love that.
I'm really up for it. Next Monday, we'll be sat here
saying season over because we've just lost to Stoke 1-0.
No. Not good from you.
Okay, go on then.
We will be sat here.
Okay.
3-0 win. Statement setter.
3-0.
You're going to be going, Jack, like...
3-0.
Can we just delay the podcast? Because I'm on Trivago. Yeah? I'm on Trivago booking my Best Western for Wembley. Yeah? You're going, Jack, I'm going to have to push it back.
Thank you for watching this episode of the TNC podcast. Thanks as always to our sponsors.
Yeah.
And
give us a shout. Need solar panels? Give me a ring.
See you later, guys.
Cheers. See you later.